Hello and welcome to the Antichrist Empire Deconstruction Podcast. I've been struggling through attacking this Antichrist spirit. It is so oppressive. It's so crushing to the spirit and the soul of a born-again saint, this power of Satan demanding submission when God has created us in dominion. So Satan is demanding that we are crushed by his spirit and lose our victory and hand him our crown. And it is a fight. I mean, the devil is a spirit of heavy oppression who seeks to crush a person. And when you're wrestling, when somebody puts a submission hold on you, you've been defeated in wrestling. Well, we're wrestling with the devil, and what he wants to get is a submission hold on us. He wants to force us into a position of submission as the true church, as the children of God. So what does he do? He moves to divide and conquer. He says, what I'll do is I'll exalt men as God. And if I can get women into submission and I can put a submission hold on them, crushing their spirits and souls, I will prevent this church from transfiguring. That is his agenda. Let me tell you what, my ministry is the transfiguration of the church. We are going to transfigure. I'm doing my ministry. It's going to happen. The Lord gave me this commission. He's given me this gift, and I'm going to share it. And what you're going to find out, saints, is lo and behold, you have the same gift. It just needs to be awakened. Yes, you too can transfigure. And, those of the true Church of Philadelphia are going to. Let's go ahead and continue to expose Paul as a false apostle so we can show the devil for what he is. Because I think I'm going to title this tape, Paul is the Devil and the Devil is Bad. We're going to expose how wicked the devil is. That what all he wants a submission hold on the church. He wants us in submission. Because if you go into submission, you're not in submission to God, you're in submission to the devil. The Lord created us in Genesis 1 in dominion. Our dominion does not threaten the Lord at all. We're his children. So, like he has dominion in his sphere, which is all, we have dominion in our sphere, which is over ourselves in him and by his spirit over the Genesis creation of lesser beings. Male and female are the same equal children of God. And the distortion that the devil is bringing in is he's trying to preach that woman is a lesser being than man. So woman belongs in submission with the animals, as if woman is an animal to man, which exalts man into the position of God, because instead of remaining equal to woman, because man was created equal to woman. As his equal sibling, as an equal child of God, as an equal human being. We're equal. We are absolutely fully equal in the sight of God as his children, as human beings. One is not superior to the other, one is not inferior to the other. We are equal, and each of us is given dominion. And our dominion that God gave us does not threaten his dominion. It's part of his dominion because we are his children. For the Lord to have dominion, his children have dominion. You think about it. On earth, as children of God, if we didn't have dominion, would God have dominion? We're his children. We're his children. His dominion, his spirit is in us. Because his spirit is in us and he has dominion, his dominion is in us. We're his children. So we have dominion because he has dominion. You can't separate the two. Our dominion does not threaten the dominion of God. Our dominion is due to him indwelling us by his spirit and us being born of his spirit. We're in him, we're in his dominion. So therefore, we have him. And we have his dominion. We have dominion. When he created us, he said, let them have dominion. He gave us dominion. Us having dominion is no threat to God. It's how he created us. Let them have dominion. So submission, Submission does not honor God at all. God has never asked us to be in submission. God has called us and created us in dominion, not submission. Submission is the opposite of dominion. And, you know, if you let the devil lie to you and take away these fundamental truths, he'll talk you into submission and tell you it's the religious thing to do. No matter how much it crushes your spirit and soul, it's what God wills, is what the devil is going to lie and tell you. And Paul is the devil, and the devil is bad. I'm going to take you to Ephesians 6 right now. And Ephesians 6, 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So this is what Paul is telling us. Is this the truth? Is this the devil speaking, or is this the Lord speaking? And, you know, I know one thing about Paul. When he speaks, it's the devil speaking. But he said, honor thy father and mother. But is it the devil? Let me read to you the first commandment. Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am Jehovah thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That is the first commandment. What did Paul say the first commandment is? He says, which is the first commandment with promise. So do you see how the devil, you know, shucks and jives? He said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Is it? Is it really? Is it? No, because the first commandment is, and God spake all these words, saying, I am Jehovah thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. What is Paul doing by making honor thy father and mother the first commandment instead of thou shalt have no other gods before me? Switching honor thy father and mother into the first commandment. He's exalting thy father and mother above God because he's exalting man as God, as he did in Ephesians 5. He's pulling this game of paterfamilias of the Roman law, which makes men God. And so he erased the true first commandment and supplanted it with honor thy father and mother. And we know that he exalts the father above the mother, and he makes the two one, and that one is the father. So his first commandment is to honor thy father. Well, he makes men God. That's what Lucifer does. This is what the devil does, is he replaces God with man, and he makes man God. And that's how he makes himself God. That's how he does the switcheroo. This is, for the number of the beast is 666, and it is the number of a man. What the devil's game is to make men God. Point 460 of the Roman Catholic Church. They say that their Christ came to make men God with a capital G. So to understand this basic truth of Paul is the devil and the devil is bad, you've got to understand that what Paul is doing is a bait and switch and a switcheroo. He's making men God. What did he do? In Ephesians 6, he told children to obey their parents in the Lord. He's constantly replacing human beings or replacing God with human beings. God, get out of the picture, because children are going to obey their parents. And he says it's in the Lord, for this is right. But is it? No, it's not. Children, God doesn't want us to have any false gods before him. We're not supposed to exalt our parents. We're not. We're to obey God. We're to walk with God. We're to talk with God. We're to be the friend of God. God is number one. And there really is no direct number two. There is none. God is number one. If you walk with the Lord, you're going to walk in the love of God towards others. And what people think is the love of God is not the love of God, because the devil has defined having your spirit crushed by him so that you're in submission to be, you know, quote unquote, the love of God. It is not. It's the love of this world. It's what the devil produces in a person. God never crushes our spirit and soul. He never brings us into a place of submission as his children, because as his children, we're born of the spirit of God. Now, does he bring the wicked subject unto him? Well, they're wolves. They're not his children. They're 666 is the number of the beast. So they're like beasts, like ravenous wolves. And so he has to deal with them different than he deals with us, because we are his children born of his spirit. These people are in a satanic state as children of the devil. So God has to deal with the devils different than he deals with the holy angels. And so God deals with the reprobate, damned, the lost, different than he deals with his own children, because we have his spirit. He can give us dominion as he created us, and it's for the good of all humanity and the world, because our dominion is a good thing, and we don't force one another into submission. But he does say that we should subdue what is all other things that are created. We have that dominion over the animals. And, you know, we're in a fallen world. These animals are fallen, and they're not to rise up against us. We are the children of God. We have the Holy Spirit. It would be fully out of divine order to exalt an animal above a human being. And we are to subdue. We are to rule over. We are to rule over this world. We're to rule over the animals. And it is a good thing. But it is not a good thing for a man to try to rule over a woman, as Paul has taught, because God created woman in dominion. And to put her in submission places humanity in submission to the devil. And that's the game we're playing here. This is the game that Paul wants, that Paul is pulling on us. And if we're on a game board at war, if we're going to win against the devil, we have to remain in dominion. That means women must remain in dominion. No submission, none. Paul is lying when it's the devil. Paul is the devil, and the devil is bad. He is lying when he says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Is it? No, it is not. The first commandment is that you do not honor your father as God. You do not exalt your father as God. You do not lift your father up like that. You are to give that all to the Lord. None of it to man. None of it to man. You don't make your father an idol. You love the Lord. And so the Lord says, and God spake all these words, saying, I am Jehovah thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And also it says in the italics, or besides me, no one equal to him. No one. The Lord is exalted. No one else is exalted. No one else is exalted. You might find in your fallenness that you exalt your father and you make an idol out of your father. That's because you're fallen. God never willed or commanded that. God didn't ask us to pretend that men are God. On the contrary, he alone is God. And this is how we catch the devil. And Paul is the devil, and the devil is bad. It is bad. It is a bad thing to violate the first commandment. It is very bad. That is the devil. And then, thou shalt not make unto thee a graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. In other words, thou shalt not submit. Do not submit. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. You are to remain in dominion. The only way that you can, you know, worship the Lord your God as God and God alone is by not submitting to anyone else. You don't let your soul or your spirit come into a place of submission, because God created you in dominion to worship Him alone, God alone exalted. When you are forced into a position of submission, that is idolatry. You have bowed yourself down unto man, and you're serving man. You are in a position of submission, and this is a violation of the commandments of God. This is idolatry. Paul is the devil, and the devil is bad, because he's going to teach you throughout his apostasy to submit to this one, submit to another, submit, 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 submit. So what he's doing is he's bringing you subject to the devil. So instead of ruling over the devil, you've letting the devil get a submission hold on you. And you're not to do that. You're not to do that. I'm going to minister transfiguration. You are going to see that when I minister, seen glory moves. Why does seen glory move? I'm not saying I am perfect yet, but when I start to minister live and in person and the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, the Lord is coming upon me in His Spirit, in that level power, for basically, we can break it down into simplicity. I'm not going to say this is, you know, all I could say about it, but in simplicity, my heart is keeping the first commandment. I'm in a position of, I am not bowing myself down to an idol or serving an idol. I'm not bowing myself down unto a man or serving a man. I am in alignment with original creation and in the Spirit, in the Word of God, exalting God alone. That is the strength of my spirit that empowers me to minister in the most powerful anointing worldwide. And that is the power of the ministration of Transfiguration Glory. Do you want the most powerful anointing worldwide? And not to show off, but to have it, to have this power of relationship between you and God, to minister good things, to bring the Lord to minister Himself to others. You know, I mean, there's positive reasons to do it. It's not to be a show off. If there's one thing that I struggle with, it's coming into the spotlight, you know, that I have to get, that I'm moving past, because I'm needed on the front line and I can see that, and it's time we won the war. So I'm going to answer my call. But you can have this. You can have this. And I'm trying to tell you how simple it is. It's by keeping the first commandment. It's by really recognizing that you were created in dominion in the Lord. Go back and read Genesis 1:26. I'm not going to do it right here, right now, because I'm on a different topic. Though, of course, it's all founded in who we are in creation, which is who we are in the Spirit of God. We are in dominion. Let them have dominion. That means all of us, each of us, equally, in the equal royal priesthood of believers, we have the same dominion. That means I can't have dominion over a saint, and a saint cannot have dominion over me. That's not dominion, because we cannot place one another in submission to each other. That would rob the dominion. And to transfigure, we're coming into alignment with the dominion of God. And we're coming into the restoration of our perfection in transfiguration and restoration of our dominion. We're coming out of submission. This is how we're doing it. Women are coming out of submission. They're coming out of Paul's teaching. He teaches consistently to violate the first commandment, because Paul is the devil and the devil is bad. Paul is very, very bad. And that's the nature of a false prophet and a false apostle. He's writing stuff he says is the word of God, and it's violation of the first commandment throughout. He's corrupting the marriage covenant. He's demanding we come into a position of submission when we were created in the Spirit of God, where the light is, in dominion. He's trying to force us into the darkness to crush and destroy our spirits and souls, because Paul is the devil and the devil is bad. Now, here's the Lord. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, Jehovah thy God, am a jealous God. So when Paul says for women to submit themselves to their husband as unto the Lord, you think God is up in heaven clapping up in applause? No, he's very jealous. Because you're exalting a man, and the number of a man is 666 when he's exalted into the place of God. That's the beast. That's the Antichrist. You know, the biggest offender before God on earth is men being exalted as God. And that's what Paul is teaching women to do. And he's teaching that fathers are to be exalted by children, replacing God in the lives of children. No, fathers are not to be exalted, and they're not to have this position of children blindly obeying them. Children born of the Spirit of God are to obey the Lord and to walk in the Spirit, not to exalt their fathers into the place of God. Because God says, "For I, Jehovah thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children." Who's got the iniquity here? And the number of the beast is 666. It is the number of a man. It's the iniquity of the fathers. So we've got a problem with fathers. We have the problem of the iniquity of the fathers who do not worship the Lord their God and seek God's worship for themselves. And men, that's what the male ego is. The male ego is the idolatrous nature of the fall. It's the spirit of the devil, is what it is. It's men, it's that desire to be God. It's this whole dynamic that Paul is teaching manifests the male ego. The submission of the woman manifests the male ego of the man. So this is why I said in a previous tape that women have to come out of that position of submission into a place of dominion, and that sets the men free of what? The male ego. Exactly what men think that Paul told them they have a right to is what is the devil that needs to be cast out of men. And when women arise in dominion, the devil is cast out. The men arise, the men come to perfection free of the male ego. What we really need to be free of is what Paul taught in Ephesians 5. We need to be free of this idolatry of men being placed into the place of God in relation to women and women submitting to men. That has produced Lucifer, the male ego in men, and it has crushed the souls and spirits of women. Male and female were created in dominion. And what I'm telling you aligns with the first commandment. And I am telling you that Paul is the devil and the devil is bad. Of course, it's a great seduction. It's a fantasy. And in a traumatized state, it's like we don't have discernment and it sounds good. It sounds like a magic kingdom, like a mystery, like Beauty and the Beast. You know? Well, the number of the beast is 666. So really, Beauty and the Beast, just the name of it, is a woman being deceived into mating with a beast, and there's a very demonic element and deception to that story because a woman is made the redeemer of a man by being nice to her, and she ends the beast, and he becomes a prince. Well, that is a story that tells a woman a lie that she can really change an abusive man. She can really change a wolf into something that he's not. It's a deception. All these things sound good. They sound like the magic kingdom, don't they? A fairy tale about how man could be good if only a woman loves him enough. No, only if she's submissive enough, he won't be a beast anymore. He'll become a prince charming. No, it's all part of the devil's lie. It's this deception that is throughout the world in the fall, and we're going to come out of it. Listen to the Lord in the first commandment. For I, Jehovah thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and upon the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing loving kindness. Now listen to this. This is a promise. And showing loving kindness unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Okay, so really the first commandment is the first commandment with promise. And Paul is a liar. And he's trying to put a man, a father, into the place of God in the family throughout all of his satanic teaching, because Paul is the devil and the devil is bad. So I've read to you the first commandment. I've shown you how Paul's teaching about children obey your parents. He's violating the first commandment, and he's lying to say that it's okay to violate the first commandment. And that's what he did in Ephesians 5, telling women to submit to their husbands as to the Lord, aka to bow down and serve them in a position of submission. That is violation of the first commandment. All of Paul's schematic is a satanic lie. It is the Antichrist Empire. He's preaching Roman paganism. That is what he's preaching. He is literally preaching Aristotle. He is the disciple of Aristotle. And the last tape that I did, you know, that young lady, because she's confused, because she was told that this is the word of God, her professors were not as kind as me. Because in my kindness and in the loving kindness of the Lord, I'm telling her, no, Paul is the devil and the devil is bad. That is not the word of God. That is Roman paganism. Paul is a false apostle. So her professors were not nearly as kind to her as I have been in telling her that how evil Paul is, that Paul is the devil and the devil is bad. So her professors were not as kind as me, and they left her in a position of having to justify and rationalize what Paul said. And so she was in a great state of confusion. But we clear that all up when we stick with the first commandment and we don't justify or rationalize Paul telling women that they're the church and men are God. That is the 666B system talking. That is the Antichrist Empire of the pagan Roman Empire. Paul is teaching paterfamilias, and she was correct in stating that to erode paterfamilias is to erode the Antichrist Empire of pagan Rome, which is the 666B system. Yes, that's what we want to do. We want to erode that because basically they are violating the first commandment, and that is the mark of Lucifer. That is the mark of the beast, is violation of the first commandment in the worship of man as God. So when Paul told women to submit to their husbands as unto the Lord, he was in direct contradiction to God, who in creation declared, let them have dominion. There is no submission in the kingdom of God. None. There is only dominion. Submission is a wrestling move to crush your opponent. It is the devil who wants us in submission. It is the devil who teaches submission. And you have this contrary religion out there today called Islam. And the word Islam means what? Submission. Submission is the religion of the devil. But the Lord, our God, created us saying, let them, male and female, both have dominion. He created male and female with that word of dominion. So submission is contrary to the spirit of God. Submission is contrary to our spirits. We can only be put into submission by having our spirits crushed. And that is not to be. A woman can be who she is and her light fully shine without submitting to a man. But if she submits to a man, it's because the spirit of the devil has moved in her life or through him. And there's a coupling that happens where a woman's submission causes the enlargement of the male ego, and both of these are the crushing of the spirit of the male and female. Because a husband's spirit is crushed by the devil when he is placed in a position of lust and pride over the woman. His spirit born of God is crushed, and the devil is coming on the scene in the male ego. And the male ego crushes the spirit of a man who's born of God. It's a bad thing. Okay, I'm going to read to you Isaiah 14, starting with verse 12. I'm going to put a link in my description, and I can even link to these scripture verses so you can go there. So if you look at the links underneath, you can go to everything that I'm reading to you and you can see it yourself and read along. Okay, Isaiah 14, 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut to the ground that didst lay low the nations? And thou saidst in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. So, okay, he was going to ascend. So he wanted to be high and lifted up. And look at the proportionality. He said he would be exalted above the stars of God. Who were the stars of God? His fellow angels. So his equals. So by being exalted above his equals, that is how he fell. That is the spirit of Lucifer, is the exaltation of a man above a woman on earth, and the exaltation of a man above other men, or the exaltation of a woman above other women. Anything that is an exaltation or an exaltation of a woman above a man, anything that exalts us above others to rule over them, getting up in their business, ruling over them in the household of God, in the household of faith, not minding your own business with your brothers and sisters in the Lord, but getting in there and meddling and trying to take over their lives, playing God with them. That is being exalted. So, you can't rule over somebody. You can't declare yourself to be God, because that's what Lucifer was doing, and that's what Paul is teaching men to do, and it's wrong. And I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the uttermost parts of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. So making yourself like God is Lucifer, okay? That is the devil. And so let's be very clear what the devil is. It's the exaltation of man, of humanity, into the place and the position of God. And what is Paul teaching in Ephesians 5? He's saying, women, submit yourselves as unto the Lord. Well, that is the devil's game, for men to arise up like the Most High. You don't want to compare a man to God. You don't want to submit to a man as unto the Lord, because you're being pulled into the dynamic of the fall of Lucifer. The submission, and I want you to see the dynamic. The woman submits, the man is exalted into the place of God, and he is all of these things that Lucifer did, ascended into heaven, exalted in his throne above his peer, sitting on the mount of the congregation in the uttermost parts of the north, ascending above the heights of the cloud, made like the Most High. That's what Paul is telling women to do with men. That is utterly satanic. That is the 666 beast system. He is teaching Roman paganism, and Rome was the Antichrist and is the Antichrist empire. Paterfamilias is the mark of the beast. Male headship is the mark of the beast. That's the absolute truth. Paul is the devil, and the devil is bad. Male headship is utterly satanic. It's Roman paganism. And it violates the first commandment, and it manifests the spirit of Lucifer. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 2. And I'm going to, this is going to be a little bit longer of a reading. Starting with verse 5. O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of Jehovah. For thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with customs from the east. So, okay, they're filled with customs from the east. What don't you want to do? You don't want to live like the pagans to please them. And isn't that what these people trying to figure out why Paul is teaching pagan household codes are saying, that he's compromising with the world so he doesn't have a social revolution and so they don't get mad and kill him? So Paul is teaching them, hey, just fill yourself with their customs. Come into alignment with the devil's kingdom. Reorder relationships out of dominion and into submission, and submission of women and the exaltation of men as God. That is the way of the world. That is the way of the pagans. Those are the customs of the world. So he is saying, for thou hast forsaken, for God has forsaken you. You know, people, okay, I will segue. People are like, and I talk about this in different places. Where is God? Where are all the miracles of God? Where are the promises of God? Why has God forsaken us? Because you're filled with the customs of this world. Because you receive Paul's household codes. You receive Paul's teachings. You receive Paul's commandments. And he's teaching you the Antichrist Empire of ancient pagan Rome. The Roman Empire. He's teaching the revived Roman Empire. He's teaching the Roman pagan godless household codes that make men God. He's teaching you how to follow Lucifer. He's teaching you to exalt man as God. He's teaching you the 666B system. He's teaching you and preparing you to take the mark of the beast. For the number of the beast is 666. It is the number of man. It is the number of a man who is exalted and worshipped as God. What did Paul teach you in Ephesians 5? That the man is God and the woman is his church. Think about it. 666, that's what he's teaching. That's the devil. Paul is the devil, and the devil is bad. And, you know, God has forsaken us, saints, to a certain degree. I'm not saying God has forsaken us in our salvation, but we have a lot of promises of God that we have not inherited on earth, that we're going to inherit as we transfigure, and transfiguration is my ministry. So the first commandment is my ministry. I'm teaching the first commandment. Paul is teaching violation of the first commandment. I'm teaching the first commandment, and I'm teaching original creation, because we were originally created in dominion, which makes submission of the devil. Dominion of God. The opposite, submission, is of the devil. And so, okay, let's just go back to Isaiah 2:6. For thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with customs from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they strike hands with the children of foreigners. What are all of these people who know that Paul is preaching Greco-Roman household codes of the pagan? What are they saying he's doing? They're saying that he's striking hands with the children of foreigners. If you know anything about God, he doesn't want you to have anything to do with the foreign gods. And he doesn't want you melding with the world because they're foreigners. And he doesn't want you striking hands with the children of foreigners. He doesn't want you having anything to do with these foreigners, these pagans. You're not to have anything to do with them. You're not to learn their household codes. You're not to align your house according to their pagan household codes. You are not to strike hands with the children of foreigners, nor learn their customs. And you are not to excuse Paul. Just because they put Bible on the cover, you need to wake up and get rid of those books. They're of the devil. Isaiah 2:7, and their land is full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land also is full of horses. Neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. Doesn't this sound like the Roman Empire, you know, of Aristotle and the Greco-Roman household codes? Yes, this is what God is saying he hates. He hates it. But Paul loves it. But God hates it. 2:8, their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man is bowed down, and the great man is brought low. Therefore, forgive them not. Remember, I had read a scripture previously that says that the Lord will not hear you from 1 Samuel 8. The Lord will not hear you when you cry out to him if you make a king for yourself. And what is paterfamilias? It's making a man a king in his own castle and a woman his slave. That is paterfamilias. That is Rome. That is these pagans. And that is the evil that Paul teaches. You got to be very, very careful that you don't get yourself into a position where you're outside the will of God so far that you can't come out of it. That you can't come out of it when you need to. There are going to be people who miss the transfiguration. I don't know. I don't understand. But apparently, they're not going to want to come out of violation of the first commandment. They're going to hold on to Paul and his teaching that man is exalted. It may be men who want to be male heads of their households and women who want to submit to them. That may be the ones outside America. Because in America, the ground is going to transfigure. So it's going to be so powerful, you can't miss it. But outside America, you're going to see the transfiguration glory. And if you're so corrupt on the inside of you and you're so gripped in the lies of Paul, you may not get free to be transfigured, because the Lord says, come out of the world. But Paul told you in Ephesians 5 to merge with the world. And even all of the commentaries that I'm reading to you, they're saying, yeah, he wanted them to be like Rome. He didn't want a social revolution. He didn't want the Romans to kill the people. So he learned their customs and taught their customs, and so that they could strike hands with the children of foreigners and get along good with the pagans. That's what all the commentaries are saying, because they have to justify and rationalize why Paul is preaching paganism. And this is the word of God, because they're so brainwashed, or, you know, in some cases, these men who want to be exalted so high, they're not even born again. It's very clear in the men. Now, you know, it can be true of the women too, that they're not even born again. And that's why they want to practice idolatry. But what you're seeing is people trying to justify and rationalize why Paul is teaching paganism. God isn't going to justify it. Have you heard the first commandment? Have you heard what I'm reading here in Isaiah 2? God doesn't justify it. Did you hear what I read to you in 1 Samuel 8? That because you want a king, careful. Careful that God doesn't hear you in the day of trouble. Careful. Careful. Careful that you're not, you know, and careful that you're not so gripped by the lie that when the truth comes, you're not ready for it. You're not ready to come out of the world, because you have merged yourself with the customs of the people, of the pagans, and you've stricken hands with the children of foreigners. I mean, if you're so in love with foreigners and pagans that you don't have loyalty for God, be very careful. Be very, very careful of loving the pagans a little too much. All right. And then verse 10, enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust from before the terror of Jehovah and from the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be brought low, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. You know, the Lord does not share his glory. The Lord never authorized anyone to teach that we are to submit to any man as unto the Lord. Why don't you think about the terror of Jehovah and the glory of his majesty? I'm going to minister the transfiguration glory of the Lord. You see how appalled and disgusted I am by this exaltation of man that Paul preaches? That's because God is. And I'm very powerfully aware. I'm awakened to that. And I feel it. And that's why. For there shall be a day of Jehovah of hosts upon all that is proud and haughty. Well, how proud and haughty is it to let a man teach you that someone is your church, some in your God? Like Paul taught men in Ephesians 5, that the woman is the church and the man is God. And that, you know, the woman is to reverence him as if he's God, and to bow down to serve him in violation of the first commandment as if he's God. In everything. So full blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is what Paul is preaching. Full blasphemy of the 666 beast system. He's teaching people to take the mark of the beast is what he's doing. For there shall be a day of Jehovah of hosts upon all that is proud and haughty, and upon all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low. You see, we've got to stay on the level ground. We've got to say, well, I have dominion, but so does everyone else in the family of God. All the children of God have the same dominion. And you'll be safe there. That is the ground of transfiguration. That is where the Lord stands. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every lofty tower, and upon every fortified wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant imagery, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be brought low, and Jehovah alone, you see, I mean, don't compete with God. Don't be lifted up. Don't say that, no, a woman is supposed to exalt me. Like, you know, the church exalts the Lord. Oh, no, the Lord never said that. That's Roman pagan household codes. That's the Antichrist Empire. Paul is a false apostle. Paul is the devil, and the devil is bad. No matter what it says on the cover, and no matter how Paul pretends in those letters to be so great and tells you what a great Christian he is, you know, just understand he's teaching men that they're God. That's apostasy. That's the 666 beast system. He's teaching the Roman household codes. We've made that very clear. That's what he's teaching. So he is not of God. He is not of the kingdom of God. He is of the Antichrist Empire. He said he was born Roman. He says, okay, let's go to 17 again. Isaiah 2:17, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be brought low, and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols shall utterly pass away, and men shall go into the caves of the rocks. This is the power of the glory of God manifesting, and into the holes of the earth. The exaltation of man is over in the glory of the Lord coming. So you need to understand that when Paul is teaching the exaltation of man, he's striving to suppress the glory of the Lord from arising within us. And I'm ministering the transfiguration of the church. And that's why my doctrine opposes what Paul is teaching. From before the terror of Jehovah and from the glory of his majesty. So in other words, like on American soil, when we transfigure here, oh, it's terrifying for the damned. They're going to burn to ashes bodily, as it says in Revelation 18. And it says here, when he ariseth to shake mightily the earth, in that day men shall cast away their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which have been made for them to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the caverns of the rocks and into the clefts of the ragged rocks from before the terror of Jehovah and from the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake mightily the earth. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? So God is telling you that the root of all of it is the pride of man. Cease ye from man. So, you know, when you hear Paul preach Ephesians 5, don't listen to him. Listen to the Lord, women. Do not submit to a man. Stand in your dominion. Do not surrender your crown. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Understand, God's very jealous. He does not share his glory with another. Isaiah 42, verse 14. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry out like a travailing woman. I will gasp and pant together. So who is this saying that he's going to cry out like a travailing woman? Verse 5, thus saith God, Jehovah. So let's talk about this for a minute, that God is going to cry out like a travailing woman. Okay, male and female are created in the image of God, not just men. For someone to say, well, God is fully masculine, no, because you're imagining the masculine to be in the image of God and the woman to be in the submission of a non-human. You're believing the lies that Paul has told. But actually, male and female were both created in dominion. There's nothing submissive about a woman in the spirit of God that would make God be ashamed to be called, to be like a woman. There's nothing shameful in being a woman in spirit and in truth that God would shudder at being called to be like a woman. Women are in dominion in the Lord. We are his children. We are born of his spirit. He is our God. He's not ashamed of us. He's not ashamed of women. He's not ashamed to relate to us or associate with us. He says that he will cry out like a woman. Okay? He doesn't have the same aversion to women that someone taught by Paul has. Someone taught by Paul has the satanic doctrine that a woman is despicable. Paul even says that a woman's voice is disgraceful. That's because Paul is the devil and the devil is bad. He's teaching everything to denigrate women and exalt men because he's teaching satanic doctrine of the 666 beast system, the pagan antichrist empire of the Roman Empire. That's what Paul is teaching. And so people that have been taught that, or if they have a bad spirit, they think that God has a revulsion towards women and doesn't want to be compared to a woman because a woman is such a despicable creature. Well, that's not true. God is not like this at all. Women are wonderful. And you see in Revelation 12, a woman crowned with the crown of 12 stars, and she's travailing in birth. Now listen, he says, for thus saith Jehovah in verse 5, he that created the heavens and stretched them forth, he that spread abroad the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people and spirit to them that walk therein. I, Jehovah, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. And then verse 8, I am Jehovah, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise unto graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Then verse 14, I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry out like a travailing woman. I will gasp and pant together. So he's comparing himself to a woman, like a woman. So obviously God doesn't have this same attitude where men say, like, you fight like a girl, you threw that, you play sports like a girl, you know, and they have this contempt towards women. And to be called to be like a woman is the greatest insult to a man. But God is not so. What is like that is the male ego that has exalted men as a false god and demanded that woman be submitted as a false church unto man as a false god. It's the spirit of Lucifer that so denigrates women and can't bear to be compared to a woman. But God himself says, now will I cry out like a travailing woman. I will gasp and pant together. I will lay waste. You know, listen, you know, you know, I mean, he's being a very mighty God here as he travails like a woman. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the river islands and will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they know not, and paths that they know not will I lead them. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked places straight. These things will I do, and I will not forsake them. This is what God does when he cries out like a woman. He does some powerful things. They shall be turned back. You see, what is he doing here? Okay, he's taking the side of women against men who are exalted. That's what he's doing. He's ending the curse of the fall and the false teaching of Paul. He's straightening things out. He's raising women up into their dominion. He's gonna break the power of the fall. He's gonna make manifest his glory. He's going to end idolatry. He's birthing the power of our transfiguration. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things will I do, and I will not forsake them. So we're experiencing the return of the glory of the Lord as he travails as a woman, like a woman. It says, like a woman. They shall be turned back. They shall be utterly put to shame that trust in graven images, that say unto molten images, ye are our gods. Hear ye, deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I send? Who is blind as he that is at peace with me, and blind as Jehovah's servant? Thou seest many things, but thou observest not. His ears are open, but he heareth not. It pleased Jehovah, for his righteousness' sake, to magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and plundered. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith, restore. My ministry is restoration. Who is there among you that will give ear to this, that will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Jehovah, he against whom we have sinned, and in whose ways they would not walk, neither were they obedient to his law. Therefore he poured upon him the fierceness of his anger and the strength of battle, and it set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Please read Revelation 18. That happens when the glory of the Lord manifests in our transfiguration. God bless you.